The last question.
Yes, two questions actually. The first one relates to the Lex Americana concept that you put forward, which is somehow appealing, but at the same time, I was wondering if law is still relevant at all in view of the fact that there would be a permanent state of exception that may lie ahead, and therefore is even under the guise of Lex Americana law still relevant at all. The other thing relates to what you said about the criteria for intervention or trying to define criteria. I must say I've been studying this question for quite a while and seen lots of criteria put forward, and I've never found this exercise quite convincing. And you said, if I got you right, that you suggested what you called a procedurally mediated solution, if I'm right. It's not too clear to me, I must say, because I don't know what you refer to exactly under those words, because either you get a substantive aspect or the institutional aspect, and both of them don't seem to be very clear to me. On the substantive side, one may ask why develop some criteria for intervention if it is clear that, as I think you put it yourself, you know pretty clearly that they are going to be perverted, and that's going to happen one way or another. Then if we turn to an institutional side, then what is other than the UN if you're considering the universal level? So I must say that those criteria don't appear too clearly to me.
Thank you. I think the first point about Lex Americana, is law relevant at all if my claim is that we are sliding into a state of permanent exceptionalism is a brilliant question that I hadn't quite thought through. And I will think about this quite seriously. When I'm working on ideas of empire's law, and it's true that so far I have meant law in simply the sense of coercion and force, and not at all in the sense of juridical categories. And so in that sense, this is an important challenge, I think, and I will think about it quite carefully. The second question about criteria that you don't find convincing, and the idea of what I mean by procedurally mediated innovations, I would, with regard to criteria, while of course, like anything else, like a declaration of human rights, criteria are only as good as the forces behind them. That's just obviously the case. I do think as well that they do provide standards or ideals by which we can judge action, and by which powers that intend to intervene might be more easily forced to state publicly what their reasons are for intervention. Still, we know those reasons will often be disingenuous and will be moralistic, and we know those things. I still think that some standards are better than none, and that the struggle is around A, making good standards, but B, trying to really implement them in the real world. And that does go to the matter of institutional capacity, procedurally mediated conceptions of world order, etc. Again, I think that we're at a very difficult spot right now that I do not want to underestimate. I too am critical of some of, say, the cosmopolitan, for example, David Held, who sets out very nice arguments for how the United Nations ought to be reformed, but gives us no sense of what the agency might be in order to reform the United Nations in the directions which are ideal. That is part of what I want to think about, both in terms of how do we think about these institutions themselves, and can we think of ways of broadening out the existing institutions to take into account more fully, not ideally, but more fully, the voices of the South, the voices of resistance, and the like. This is work that's been done, for example, by Western Marxists around capitalist nation states in the 1970s and the 1980s as they moved from instrumentalist conceptions of the state to more nuanced analyses of capitalist states. They were able to think about the unequal structures of representation within states, but yet the sort of room for maneuver that occurs within them. I think this sort of analysis of international institutions might be one analytical way of thinking about this. By procedurally mediated, it's not surprising that you find me unclear on this, because so far I am unclear on this. But in a nutshell, at the simplest level, what I would want to make an argument for is deliberative, multilateral institutions that are actually capable of being influenced by civil society, public spheres, and the like. I would want to think about human rights and legitimacy and legality and how those two categories are somewhat different. And I would want us to do the sort of work that, for example, Mary Caldor is doing in the UK for thinking about whether we can distinguish between police actions and war, and whether these sorts of categories are useful or simply obscure our analysis of intervention. So those are the sorts of things I have in mind.
Thank you very much, Ami Bartholomew. Excuse me to have mistaken your name, but it is because your picture was not in the program.